So if you look at what happened to this man, so five tases, lenvatinib, pembrolizumab, cabozantinib, that was, I'm guessing, not an unusual algorithm for you until a couple months ago. So my question is, if you look back on this case and you saw this person right from the beginning, would you still do it the same way?
To be honest, I think I would, because remember, when I first saw the patient, you know, we have our tumor board and we had the discussion, systemic treatment versus local regional therapy TACE. And he had a lot of disease and, you know, it was, you know, okay. So in this case, I think we would do the same thing again. I think we were actually already proactive here.
So in terms of, though, your first systemic therapy or your systemic therapy sequencing, in him, it was lenvatinib, pembro, and cabozantinib. What do you think it would be today?
Well, nowadays, I mean, there's a good chance that I would have used a combination of atezo-bev instead of the lenvatinib as a first-line treatment.
And then what about second-line?
Well, you know, and then obviously it becomes difficult, and I would probably, in this case, have used the carbo as a second-line. But to be honest, I can't give you a good reason why I would have used this.
Could you at any point see yourself using an anti-CTLA-4, anti-PD-1 combination like ipi-nivo in a patient who'd previously had atezo-bev at some point?
That is an interesting question. And I don't think we know anything yet about the secondary resistance mechanism in HCC. We do know them, obviously, from melanoma because that's where we started. And some of the resistance mechanisms that have been described, such as mutation in beta-2 microglobulin, you know, they would argue that even the combination is not effective because basically antigens are no longer presented by the tumors. So it doesn't matter how active you really make the T cells, whether you use a combination of anti-CTLA-4 and anti-PD-1 or just anti-PD-1.
One other sequencing question. One of the things I saw on the survey that we just did is people talking about using atezo-bev second line. So we presented a patient who got started on lenvatinib, sorafenib a few months ago. Now they have progression. We saw people talking about atezo-bev second line. Is that something you would consider?
Well, you know, it depends on if you have a patient that has been on systemic treatment for a long period of time and now you ask him, you know, before, you know, we knew about the atezo-bev treatment and he was started on systemic treatment, now you're asking me what is going to be a good second-line treatment for this patient. Let's say, you know, he's been on sorafenib for a year or so. I think, you know, yes, absolutely, it would be an option.